This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is it fair how Apple is selling iPhones in Europe?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. When you are huge, it's tough to escape the attention of regulators. Last week, Apple's CEO Tim Cook faced questions about tax avoidance on Capitol Hill. Now, there's a report the European Commission is looking into whether Apple uses unfair tactics that hurt competition. Marketplace's European editor Stephen Beard is live in London. Stephen, what exactly is Apple being investigated for?
Well, the Financial Times is reporting that Apple is under investigation for allegedly trying to muscle rival smartphone makers out of the market by stitching up deals with the telecom operators, giving Apple and its iPhone an unfair advantage, for example, by perhaps insisting that the operators offer deals involving a very large number of phones. So the telecom operator has to spend more money marketing the service over the iPhone and subsidizing its services to iPhone users more than for users of other handsets. That's the kind of thing that would be illegal under EU competition law. And that's what the FT says is under investigation.
What the US calls antitrust. And what's been the reaction in Europe? Do people feel there's some substance to this?
Well, it's causing some surprise here. Mark Little of the Ovum Telecom Consultancy says the kind of contract that Apple insists on is pretty standard. But this news, he says, coming on the heels of last week's furore over tax, is going to dent the company's image unfairly, in his view.
Obviously, the markets are watching this. And probably, unfortunately, they will take some of this as a negative for Apple when it hasn't played out yet.
And he says the European Commission investigation is a little ironic since, according to Ovum's analysis, the iPhone is losing its dominance of the European market. He expects that next year, smartphones using the Android operating system made by companies like Samsung and Nokia will have double iPhone's market share.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Memorial
David.
Day Monday, sure. Memorial Day Monday means things were pretty darn quiet on the streets of New York's financial district this morning, but markets are open elsewhere, so let's do the numbers. And it was a bad day for stocks in Japan, with the Nikkei index down 3.2%. The key index in Hong Kong went up 0.3%. The DAX in Germany currently up 0.5% right now. The CAC 40 in Paris up 0.6%. It is also a holiday in Britain. A week after one of the most destructive tornadoes in history, the city of Moore, Oklahoma, is working on what to do with the mess. Debris must go before the rebuilding can start, but can it be reused? Stan Alcorn reports on a lesson from another disaster.
In industrial East Williamsburg, Rico Brooklyn, the only sawmill in New York City, is turning fallen trees into furniture.
Well, we're looking at, I guess this is about a 15-foot tall pile of logs from Hurricane Sandy.
Rico Brooklyn's Dan Richfield says it's a molehill compared to where it came from.
When we go out sourcing to a landfill, we're looking at a pile of logs, especially after a hurricane like Sandy, that's, you know, like 20 city blocks long and like 50 feet tall.
There's so much tree material that some of those temporary sites still sit there with piles of vegetative debris.
Larry Raganese at the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection says that in the first 3 months after the hurricane, his state had gotten rid of enough vegetation to fill 600 Olympic swimming pools. Most of it, like most debris from disasters, goes the way of all trash to landfills and compost centers.
You have got to move the debris out as fast as possible.
but some debris was salvaged. Scrap metal and appliances were sent to recycling centers. And in New York City, the Parks Department is planning to reuse planks from damaged boardwalks. Enrico Brooklyn's barn-like showroom, co-owner Dan Richfield is showing a customer finished wood slabs the size of dining tables. One tree can make 8 slabs, which sell for up to $800 apiece. The 200 trees he collected after Sandy for just the cost of transportation could keep the business going for years.
Despite all the devastation, these kinds of storms are jackpots for people like us.
Richfield was upset to see people's property destroyed, but at least these trees won't end up as debris in the landfill.
If anything, this is some good being put to something bad that happened.
The first wood from Hurricane Sandy will be ready for sale in about a week. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
The financial mess that is the city of Detroit. Now they might have to sell off the Detroit Institute's art collection. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has the story.
Rodin and Rembrandt, Matisse and Picasso. The museum has great works from every era, potentially worth billions. Executive Vice President Anne-Marie Erickson says they must stay.
We hold this collection in the public trust, and you don't use something held in the public trust as an asset.
She says the agreement with the city says art can only be sold to acquire new works, not pay bills. That's pretty standard museum ethics, but these are desperate times. Attorney Jim Spiato has represented other struggling cities and can imagine what Detroit is thinking.
It is great to have a terrific museum and art. That is not as important as having good educational programs, infrastructure, and public safety.
The museum says art and culture are important, too.
I was born and raised in Detroit, and I stayed in this city to work in this museum, and I firmly believe that this museum is an incredible benefit to the city.
But for a city $15 billion in debt, even the unthinkable is possible. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
And if you've ever been strapped into your airline seat from Newark, New Jersey to Singapore, 19 hours, maybe you'll appreciate this. The shortest scheduled flight is between two of the Orkney Islands in Scotland. Flight time, 47 seconds. The pilot who's captain the flight is retiring. Stuart Linkletter of Logan Air has flown the thing 12,000 times. At £21, $30, it may be the most expensive air ticket in the world. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio on APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.